are you longing for? Has God placed hopes and dreams inside you? Did you know that God wants to give you the desires of your heart? Hello, and welcome to Love and Encouragement to Live By. I'm Tammy Thompson, a Christian author under the pen name of T.S. Thompson.
And I'm Jo Heather Dodson, founder of Your Christian Coach. Thanks for joining in today for your weekly dose of love and encouragement as we discuss desires in relation to deeper Christian living.
Yes, I'm so excited about this topic. It's something that has been, a Bible study for me and seeking desires of the heart, because I have a lot of them. And but that's what we're going to be talking to you about today, is the desires of your heart. And we're not talking about ungodly desires. We're not talking about desires of the flesh where, you know, you're desiring somebody else's wife or you're desiring something materialistic or something. We're talking about the hopes and dreams that you hold dear and deep inside of you, things that you're longing for. And these are the things I want you to understand that God wants to give you these things. If we look at Psalms 34:7, it says, delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give you the desires of your heart. So the important thing to know is about this verse and any verse in the Bible, when they have an and, it joins the two parts together. A lot of people just take one part of it and says, well, God wants to give me the desires of my heart. And they totally cut off the first part, which is to delight yourself in the Lord. Now we're going to talk about delight on another day in a full topic, because we can really dive into that. But what I want to point out here is that it's important to recognize that God wants to give you the desires of your heart, but he also wants you to seek him for them.
Amen. You know, I'm smiling at your choice of scripture today because I love how God brings forward the things he wants us to talk about in these podcasts. My son recently had these very words as his memory verse at school: delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. And so my son and I spent quite a bit of time talking through the surrounding verses in order to help him understand what God is saying in that psalm. So if you step back into verse 3, it says, trust in the Lord and do good. And so my son and I talked about the fact that our actions are to trust in the Lord and do good. Then verse 4 follows with what you've already mentioned, Tammy. We must delight ourselves in the Lord. So what does it mean to delight in the Lord? For me, delight brings to mind happiness and joy and gladness to spend time with God and in his word. And I experience delight a lot by talking with others about what God's done in my life. And it's when we trust in the Lord, we do good, we delight in him, that our heart's desires align with God's desires. And when we're in step with the Lord, our life is transformed from the inside out.
Oh, amen. Absolutely, Jo Heather. You just put the nail right on the head with that one. I'm going to take a brief moment here before we dive in a little bit deeper. I want to let you know that for those who are listening, and this is radiating with you, and you're hungry to know what desires of the heart is God holding out, and promises for you, just continue to listen. And depending on what platform that you're listening to, make sure to like, share, follow, and subscribe so you don't miss future episodes. And on our website at loveandencouragement.com, we feature early access to both video and audio podcasts every Wednesday. And if you want to save time and you don't want to miss anything, go ahead and join our mailing list, and we will email you the podcast every week, so every Wednesday, so that you don't miss it. So back to what you were talking about, Jo Heather, with you asked the question on what does it mean to delight yourself in the Lord. And I had an experience one day a couple years ago that when you have an experience like this, it just, you never forget it. So I'm going down the road, and a lot of times, singing and praising just kind of go together. I start praising the Lord and I just break out in song. And I'm in the car by myself, by the way, when this happens. But I'm singing and I'm praising God. And all of a sudden I was overcome with such beautiful emotion. I felt love like I'd never felt it before. I felt there was nothing that I could explain in my life that was ever as good as this. It was the best feeling in my life. And immediately I went to thinking about, this has got to be what it's like to be in heaven. It's the best of the best, right? And I just kind of let myself be in that moment, imagining the multitudes around the throne and everybody singing and praising God. And I knew in my heart that if that is truly what it's like, God, I'm never going to tire of doing that. And immediately the Holy Spirit spoke to me and said, Tammy, that's what it means to delight yourself in the Lord. And then it was gone. I'm still joyful singing out of it, but I was so struck by that because I wasn't even thinking about Psalms, 37:4, but delight yourself in the Lord and he shall give you the desires of your heart, because at that moment, I wasn't thinking about me at all. I wasn't thinking about any of my desires. All I was thinking about was how wonderful and glorious my Father in heaven is. And I think when what the Holy Spirit was trying to teach me in that moment was, is that God gets so excited when we praise him, when we delight ourselves in him, that he wants to give us those desires. Tim, what do you want? What do you want? Because you're glorifying me in this moment with singing and praising. What is it that you desire? Because I want to give it to you.
Mm. Yeah, that's when I think we feel the most free, when our thoughts are fully centered on the Lord and, like you said, not on ourselves. And we experience more of this when we take time to notice how God shows up in tangible ways in our lives. And so I have an example I want to share with you guys. My son and I were continuing to explore Psalm 37 the other week because he had it more than 1 week. And the Lord showed up in a real and tangible way for my son. One day, he walked into our living room and said, "Hey, Mom, let's find an adventure story on TV. I love adventure stories." And do you know what? Within 2 days of him saying that out loud, the Lord led a family friend to bring my son this David Jeremiah adventure Bible. It's called Airship Genesis Kids Study Bible, if you want to check it out. It is super cool. And as I placed the Bible in his hands, I was able to point straight to God and point out to my son how the Lord heard the desire of his heart and almost immediately responded. And for me, it was important that I help him recognize how God responded to him directly. You know, as a parent, I'm trying to teach him to see God's fingerprints in his life. And I hope by sharing this story that it encourages you, our listeners, to look for how God is fulfilling the desire of your heart. I'd love to hear the stories from you about how God is making himself known in your life.
Wow, I'm so excited for your son. I can just imagine. I've met your boys. I can just imagine how excited they were when they saw a desire of the heart materialize in their hands. It really just makes it come alive in their lives to be seeing God work that way. And thank you for sharing that story. And I know there are people who are listening right now that are, well, that's just fine and dandy, you know, about having desires of your heart met. But I'm struggling just to get my needs met. And I know, and I have been there, let me tell you, because God had to teach me the same exact way that I had to first trust him with my needs before I can trust him with the desires in my heart, because trust is built in any relationship, whether it's your spouse or your coworkers or friendships. You got to first trust him on the little things before you can trust him with something big like what your heart desires for. I mean, a lot of times, I know, Joe Heather, we probably don't even share our desires with those around us. You know, it's so sensitive, it's so real, it's so deep that maybe they'll think we're crazy to believe God for something really big, but God wants you to believe for big things and for little things like the Bible. It's important. But I want to talk to those people right now first who are, because I want you to stay with us. Those people who want to be able to believe God for the desires of their heart, but they're struggling with just to get the basics right now. And so I want to share with you some passages on what Jesus talks about to teach you how valuable you are to him. That not only is he going to meet your needs, but he also wants to give you the good gifts. So if you turn to your Bibles in Matthew chapter 6, and we're going to be looking at verses 23 to 37, there's a big chunk here, and in my Bible has a little subtitle that says, "Do not worry." And in this verse, these verses here, they focus on a lot of things. But basically what's happening here is, you know, he's basically saying, don't worry about what you're going to eat, what you're going to wear, all these things that we consume our lives with. And we could take that and expand to how am I going to pay my bills? How am I going to fix this leaking sink? You know, all these different things. But what he's saying here is how much you value him. And so he's comparing you to a bird. Now, he probably was just talking with his disciples and looked around and saw birdies when he was talking. And he wanted to know that your Heavenly Father cares about the bird. He feeds them. He doesn't have to store up things. He trusts them. And then if you look down here at verse 26, but where he's saying, you know, look at the birds of the air. They do not sow or weep or store away in the barns, yet your Heavenly Father feeds them. Are you Are you not much more valuable? I underline this in my Bible, more valuable than they are. And what Jesus is saying here is, don't you know? Don't you know how much you're loved by the Heavenly Father? We are created in His image. He's saying, I create all things, I love all things, I provide for all things, but you are more valuable. And when we start to understand our value to God, it's easy for Him to say, God, you're going to meet my needs. And that's basically what He's saying. At the end, He's basically saying, don't worry. Don't worry. But you know, it gets even better than that. If we flip over to chapter 7, which is on my Bible, it's just another column aside. And, you know, verses 7 through 12, this whole section here is basically, you know, talking about, you know, when your kid comes to you, example, he gives examples, you know, when they ask you for something, you're not going to give them something bad. You're not going to, when they come and ask you for food, you're not going to just throw a brick at them. You're not going to give them something rotten. You're going to give them something good. He's saying, if you know, you and your flesh, and he words a little bit differently, but I'm talking how this comes out in my, if you and your flesh, because he says you're evil, but in our own sense we are, but in you and your flesh, if you know how to give good things to your gifts, how much more is your Father in heaven going to be able to give good gifts to you who what? Who ask Him. We have to ask. We have to ask God for these good things in our lives. And so what the whole point of me bringing this up again is for those who are struggling right now is to have their basic needs met. And really, and I know, even if you're struggling with your basic needs, you have desires. You have desires. Maybe you're too afraid to ask God for them. But I want you to encourage you to keep listening as we go deeper into the desires of your heart.
Gosh, I have so many thoughts based on what you just shared, because I think back to a time in my life where, you know, I was a young adult and my life was falling apart and, you know, I didn't know that I could pay my power bill. You know, I wasn't able to just go through the grocery store and put things in my cart. You know, I had to really think of every single dime I was spending. And, you know, I think of where my walk was at that time and how just exactly what you said, Tammy, the Lord was just trying to say, just trust me, just let me love you. Let me love you. And it's that love that, you know, He gave us first. And He's just saying, trust me, do good, delight in me. You know, I want to give you the desires of your heart. And the scripture that you mentioned, I have the Bible open here. You know, we used to have that scripture taped up on our bathroom wall before we moved. We moved recently. We had it on a card that our church created. You know, just keep on asking and you'll be given. You know, keep on looking, you'll find it. Keep on knocking and the door will be opened. And I just love the visual of that. It is so striking for me, and it really touches my heart, and I pray that you get a chance to meditate on that and really think in it. And let me just say here, you know, that God has given you free will, and you get to choose how you want to live. And this scripture paints a picture of how it can be, because the scripture directly relates to how the more you trust in God and delight in Him, your desires will be aligned with Him. And when your desires are aligned with God, what you ask for will be in alignment with His word. And what your heart is seeking will be aligned with His will. And what you're longing for will be in accordance to His amazing plan for you. And it's just a beautiful picture of the relationship with God and how it can look in your everyday life. And you can think about it this way. You know how they say married couples start to look like each other after a while, and I've always laughed about that. Well, what I'd like is for me, this is what I want, is the more time that I spend with God and I live for Him, the more I want to share Him with others, the more I want what He wants and desire what He desires.
Oh, that's beautiful. I love seeing it that way. And I was thinking about, you know, I know you've used the moon reflection a lot of times, that we're just reflecting the light back to other people. And that's true. We want it, the more we grow and walk in our faith, the more we want people to see Jesus in us, because that's going to draw people to us to say, I want to know what you have, because you have some I don't. You know, those who are lost and empty inside. I know when I got saved, that was the one thing that God answered for me, because up until that point, I felt empty. I didn't have the Holy Spirit. I mean, that's the most valuable thing when He gave me. I mean, besides my salvation, you know, if it came with it, it's the positive, what's to come is I don't feel alone anymore. And so We're supposed to be that light into the world, going out and living that way. And that's what we're here for today. We're here to encourage you up in the Word, encourage you up in the things that we've learned with our walk with God. And we're not perfect. We still struggle. We still go through tons of stuff. But we just continue to trudge on forward and go forth and keep walking. And I'm like really excited too, Heather, that listening to you, one of the things that you brought up was being aligned with God. And it really makes me think about this verse in 1 John chapter 5, verses 14 through 15. And I'll read it for you, for those who are listening. This is the confidence that we have in approaching God, that if we ask anything, I'll repeat anything, according to what Joe Heather was talking about, according to his will, not according to my will, according to his will, he hears us. And if we know that he hears us, whatever we ask, we know that we have what we ask of him. So that goes back to what you were saying is, as you know, walk closer, we're walking with God and knowing what his will is. And I'm going to deviate a little bit from what we are talking, what I have in our scripture, in our outline, is my son and I, we've been talking a lot about the way that some people pray. You know, they always add at the end, if it be your will. And that just really bothers me when people say that, if it be your will. And like my son brought out, he goes, it takes no faith to pray that, Mom, if it be your will. And so we've had a lot of discussions about that, you know, of praying according to God's will. And the whole Bible tells you what his will is. If you want to know what his will is, the Holy Spirit, for one, will tell you. It'll lead you in scripture. And it says that we are to know what the will is of God. So when we pray according to his will, well, we know we're going to receive it. You know, it's a prayer of faith, mm-hmm. praying according to his will, knowing that you're coming boldly to the throne of God and asking and believing to receive. So I know I got off a little bit there, but let's get back to what we were talking about with desires of the heart, is that I also believe that, you know, God can change the desires of the heart. I know we talked about our purpose last week, and if you guys didn't get a chance to check out that episode, you know, I encourage you to go back and listen to it. But I believe that he gives us our purpose. That's one of the desires of our heart, and he'll place it in there. And so it reminds me, I know I've talked about this before, but, you know, when I was living on this 15-acre farm, when he had started to call me into my purpose, I had, like, you know, 32 raised beds. I had, you know, it was a big life into gardening. I loved it, you know. I still have parts of me now today that are coming back that I love it. But at the time, it was all, you know, inclusive. It consumed a big part of my life. And so basically God changed the desires of my heart. One day I all of a sudden didn't want to garden anymore. And it wasn't like he did these things to be mean. You know, he did them out of lovingness because he knew that what he was calling me into in my purpose was going to take up a huge amount of time. And if he had left both purposes there, I would be pretty unhappy. I mean, can you imagine, too, if God gave you a purpose that you didn't want, right? You'd be miserable, wouldn't you? I mean, nobody wants to be called. So I believe that God has the power he gives us the desires of our heart. He has the ability to change the desires of the heart. And even with working with the Holy Spirit, you know, he can work in us things that aren't producing fruit anymore, that aren't fruitful. You know, I was, you know, having lunch with somebody this week, and I was thinking about how, you know, when God calls you to walk closer to them, not everybody's meant to go with you. You know, sometimes we have to let go of people or ideas, music. I mean, I was on a treadmill one day and God's like, why are you listening to that? I'm like, why am I listening to that? I mean, there's parts of our lives that have to go. If we're going to walk closer, we have to choose. When I was with my fiance for, you know, several years, you know, I wouldn't be able to be where I am today, walking where I am with God, if I was still in that unfruitful relationship. And so I just bring these things up because like Joe Heather was talking about, you can reject these things. You know, you can resist those things. But God wants you to be happy. He's not going to give you bad desires. I mean, think about that. He's not going to give you something that's going to make you miserable. And when you align with what God puts in your heart, I believe that you're going to have peace over it. I really do.
Yeah. Just hearing you share all of that, Tammy, you know, it makes me think of Proverbs 3:6, which says, in all your ways acknowledge him and he shall direct your paths. Because I was talking earlier about helping my son look for the fingerprints of God, because, you know, he's a young boy. He probably wouldn't have seen the path from expressing I love adventure to within literally 2 days, a friend shows up with this beautiful new adventure Bible. You know, if I had been 11 years old, I probably couldn't have put that together. But when we acknowledge God, He directs our paths. When we look for Him, we look for Him. And, you know, Tammy, for you, just like you were talking about, because you were living in and looking at your life in a way that kept your gaze on God, He directed you to where you needed to go, and He cultivated the desire of your heart to match that new calling, the new direction in your life. And so it makes me think about our listeners. You know, as you guys hear Tammy and I talking, what is coming up for you? Can you think of a story when the Lord provided the desires of your heart? And, you know, I'm going to turn back to Tammy and say, hey, Tammy, when you hear me say that question, what comes up for you?
Yeah, and that's a great question. And I like the example that, you know, you've already given us about your son and his adventure Bible, because he gives the desires of our heart for big things and little things too. We don't want to look over some of the small ones. But so I'm going to share with you a desire in my heart that God gave me. And I recognize this gift every day as a desire of the heart. And it's my dog, Jim Bob. This is a rescue dog. He's a cute little thing in the world. And when I was preparing to leave that relationship, God knew that, you know, I mean, I have my relationship with God and I have my boys who love me, but He knew that He was going to put this desire in my heart to love a little puppy. Now, if you guys are dog lovers, you know exactly what I'm talking about here. You know, and I think back, I loved a dog once like you wouldn't believe. And her name was Nikki, and she was this little mixed dog, and she died of cancer. She died of cancer 3 months after my first son was born. And I still grieve that dog. It's been 19 years. I still grieve that dog. I love that dog. And I had other dogs, and I love them, but nothing. She was special. That when you have a dog like that, that it's something special. And so after she died, I kind of closed my heart up because I didn't want to ever love like I was afraid to love like that and let myself, because I didn't want to be hurt like that. But God knew, back to this relationship, this was a big deal. When you're living in, I guess it's a sinful relationship, when you're living in a relationship that's not according to God's will, and you want to, it's not always easy. People make it seem like it's easy to make some of these choices. But, you know, I had to walk away from a 15-acre farm that I had spent thousands of dollars of money in preparing for my photography business. There's a lot of things. It was a big choice for me to really say, I'm stepping out. I want to live a life for Christ. I really want to live my life for you, Jesus. And it meant dividing and walking away from parts of my life that were not what God wanted, basically. But He also knew, back to the story with Jim, he knew that I needed something in my heart to love. And so it started with a passing thought of a little puppy. And then it grew. This is when God puts something in your heart. You think about it. You take it and you water it. And it was something that I knew was a promise seed. I knew that if I left and moved out, that He was going to give me that. And it was going to be kind of like what I'd had kind of before, you know. And so a few months, basically, to make a long story short, so a few months after I had bought my own house and left, this dog just looked like the thought in my head that He had put in my heart, you know. And at first I rejected it because I wanted a little girl dog. It was a boy dog, but He just kept putting me back to that adoption picture. And so basically, I went and we adopted Jim Bob, and it's been 3 years now. And I can tell you, when you receive a gift from the Father, it exceeds your expectations. That's how you know. I mean, we often think, well, how do we know when God's given us a desire of the heart gift versus something that we fulfill ourselves? And I really believe it's because it exceeds your expectations. Because let me tell you, I wake up every morning, you might think this is silly, but I wake up every morning and I'm like, just look at Him, God, just look at Him. You made this thing and You gave Him to me. Of all the people in the world, You gave Him to me. And that is joy. You don't think that makes God happy, that I'm excited about a little dog, you know? But if He can do that with a little dog, I know He can do it also with the other desires of my heart, because that's how good the Father in heaven is.
Yeah, I mean, this is exactly it. You're looking for God. You're seeing Him show up. And some of you guys out there might be going, you know, oh, we're talking about a little kid's Bible. We're talking about a dog. But as Tammy said, we know a gift is from God when that gift surpasses our expectations, you know, because our Father God in heaven, you know, every good and perfect gift comes from our Father of heavenly lights. I mean, He loves us. He loves us. And if we look at Ephesians 3:20, it tells us that God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think according to the power of the Holy Spirit inside of us. And wow, I love that. And I hope that scripture encourages your faith today and reminds you that God knows the desires of your heart, whether they're big desires or small things, He aims to fulfill them. And as Tammy mentioned earlier, the desires of your heart might be for different things. It might be for a child or for your own business or to become a missionary right here in America. God knows your desire and He's right with you in the midst of your longing. So talk to Him about it. Share your heart verbally with Him. And maybe you're not a person that's comfortable talking out loud to God. I talk to God all day because I work out of my home and it's easy for me to just talk to Him and notice things and say, oh God, that's so cool. Oh, thanks for showing me that. But maybe that's not you. So maybe journaling is something that is more meaningful for you. Try that. And so there are a lot of ways that you can speak to the desires of your heart, that you can share them with God, that you can listen for how God's leading you towards them. So just set aside that time. You are worth it, and God loves you, and He wants to hear from you.
Absolutely. And He wants you to spend time with Him. He wants you. He knows, like Jo Heather, you were saying, He knows the desires of our heart, but He wants us to come to Him and ask Him for them. And it makes me think of Mark 11:24. Therefore, I say unto you, What things soever ye desire, when ye pray, believe that ye receive them and ye shall have them. Now, did you know He didn't say whatsoever you need? He didn't say that. He said, and it wasn't just one thing. He said, whatsoever things. That's more than one. You're not just limited to one gift from God and that's it. Like you rub a little genie bottle. It doesn't work that way. He wants you to come to Him for all the desires of your heart and to seek Him with that. And like Jo Heather was talking about earlier, and to trust Him with it. We don't go to God with the desires of our heart and then expect to be rejected. Right? I mean, I think rejection can be another thing that maybe is keeping you from asking God. Maybe you've been hurt in too many relationships and you're thinking, yeah, I'll never find the person that I'm meant to be with, you know, and God doesn't want you to have your heart crushed like that. He wants you to trust Him with these things, you know, good things with Him. And He wants to give you the things that are going to matter most in your life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. You know, and I know we were talking and we're going to go deeper into delight on another day, but it really meshes together for me when we talk about desires of the heart. So something we haven't mentioned yet is this. Just as those of you who've read your Bible, you've learned that God loved you first, He delights in you first too. And God says more than once in His word that He delights in you. And that delight just feels like, you know, the desire there that, you know, I don't know, for some reason, those words really go together for me. And so I was reading in Zephaniah 3:17, where it says, the Lord your God will take great delight in you. He will quiet you with His love. He will rejoice over you with singing. And how I love to picture that in my mind, that God delights in me. And that brings warmth to my heart and to my soul and to my spirit. And to know that He rejoices over me with singing. I mean, I just love that. And so if you as a listener are ever feeling down and out, that is a verse that you can meditate on. It reminds you of your identity in Christ and God and how He has promised to give you the desires of your heart if you trust Him and do good. And I hope this scriptural truth brings a smile to your face and a sense of love into your heart today. And so with that, I want to share a message about love and encouragement, and that we're sponsored today by our very own Tammy, otherwise known as T.S. Thompson. She's the author of the Christian book series, The Land of Good Dreams, and God is Able, a study of 2 Corinthians 9:8. Tammy has a deep desire to move readers with her books and to share the light of God to uplift and inspire, which I know you can tell in this podcast. She is blessed with the gift of storytelling and believes the world is in need of good, family-friendly books everyone can enjoy. You can find out more about Tammy and her books at ts-thompson.com. That's ts-thompson.com. Now, if you want to sponsor a future episode of Love and Encouragement to Live By, you can contact us today at loveandencouragement.com.
Yeah, well, thank you for that message. So we've talked about so many different things here. You know, we talked about where desires of the heart come from. I believe that God puts them in our hearts, that He has the ability to change them. He wants us to be in agreement with Him. And I also believe that the purpose, last week we talked about purpose, and it's kind of hard not to talk about desires of the heart without talking about your purpose. And just to reiterate, I believe that, you know, we're born for a purpose. And so, you know, God's going to put that desire that we're born for in our heart at some point, most likely when we're ready to receive it, so that we don't, you know, reject it out, because He wants us to become aligned with His will for our lives. And I remember I was pondering this question a while ago. You know, King Solomon, you know, basically God asked him, what do you want, King Solomon? And, you know, he answered, you know, he asked for discernment in the Bible, which is wisdom, you know, but he wanted to be able to discern when people came to him, that he wanted to be a good king, and he wanted to be able to make good decisions, right? So he had one discernment of this wisdom, and God gave it to him along with some other things. And so I wondered, well, what would I say if God asked me what I want? Have you ever thought about that? If God asked you, what is it that you really want, Jo Heather? Just tell me. I want to know what you really want, your deep desires of all things. If you could ask me for, what would it be? And so, you know, the same thing happened to me. I'm waking up one morning, hadn't had my coffee yet, you know, and I groaned because I started thinking about my to-do list for the day, you know. And God said, what would make you get out of bed with joy and excitement in the morning? What would give you that joy to get out of bed, to be excited? Because basically God's saying, He's looking down at my heart, and He's like, I gave you this day, Tammy. This day is a gift. Don't be groaning at it. What is your desire of your heart to get you up in the morning where you can't wait to get out of bed? And that's the same question. It's basically the same question. And I thought about that. You know, I hadn't had my coffee yet, and I thought about that. And it's like, I want to live my purpose, God. I want to fully live my purpose. Now, I'm starting to live my purpose, but I want to be fruitful in my purpose. I want to get up and write with a passion every day. I want to be able to share love and encouragement. I want to tell people how much God loves them. I want to be able to share all the pain in my life that God has taken and molded and refined to great silver and made me a reflection of Christ, and share that with other people. And I want to be profitable from it so that I can be prosperous and take care of my family. So when the car breaks down, I'm not fretting, you know, or that, you know, I have all my needs met. That is living 100% in my purpose. That's what I want, God. And I believe He smiled down at me. I believe, because that's what I was born for. That's what I was created for. And when we can come in alignment with what God wants for our lives, how is God going to say no to that?
Yeah, I'm just really resonating with that. And want to share, you know, part of my story of kind of waking up to really a new calling, a new purpose, a new desire. So I spent 25 years working out in the world for other people, whether it was for local companies or nonprofits or a corporation. But for years, you know, I contemplated what it would be like for me to be an entrepreneur. My dad started his own business out of our home when I was 12 years old. And so I had that front seat witness to what it was like to work for yourself. And I got to see what was good about it and what was difficult. And I got to imagine what I would do differently. But for years, I pushed that aspiration away as something that wasn't feasible or didn't make sense in my life at the time. But then the time came for me to leap out in faith and to start my own business. God knew all along about that quiet desire, because it wasn't something that I spoke about. That's what we talked about earlier. Do you speak it out? Do you say it? But He worked all things together for the good. And that story is a long story. I don't have time to share it all today. But I praise God for the desires that are now forming in my heart for the next phase of my life journey. Because we are on a journey. We are the hands and feet of God, and He has things for us to do. And we grow. We are growing in Him. And so I can't wait to see what He has in store for me and my family in the days to come. So for you guys, here's your challenge question of the week. How can you identify the desires of your heart, and what steps can you take to share them with God?
Wow, and that's a great question. And boy, I was resonating so much with what you said. It chokes me up because, you know, I know that God's put desires in my heart and everything else, but when you spoke that, and I remember reading it in your script, God's not done with me yet. It's not like I'm full of desires. It's the tank's not full. Do you know what I'm saying? He can still give me new desires as I walk closer to Him. I have no idea. Like you were saying, it's exciting to think about the possibilities of where God can take me, you know, in relationships and understanding His word and being fruitful and all these things. I don't know what's to come. I mean, I'm not limited to the desires that He's already placed in my heart. Like, that's it. That's the end of your book. Live them out, Tammy, and then we'll be done. No, there's more. There's probably more than I can even imagine. And I just got to tell you that don't give up on God. You know, trust Him with you. He's got new hopes, new dreams, new desires to put in your heart, and that the journey with God is going to be a glorious one.
Yeah, so glorious. And as you were saying that, Tammy, what came up for me was not once in this Bible do I see God telling somebody to sit down, we're done with you right now. You're done. Not once did He say to Moses, okay, you're 80, you're too old, there's nothing left for you to do in this world for me. Or to Abraham, right? The desires of his heart, he kept growing and God kept showing up and revealing more and more and more. And that's where you are today, guys. I want you to feel it, to feel the passion that we have, to encourage you to take the time to meditate on God's word and to know that you may have that desire in there. You may not know what it is yet, but maybe it is there, but let it come forward. Let it come forward. Talk to God about it. Pray over it. Meditate on it and walk forward in faith. Because like we said, trust Him, do good, delight in Him, and He will fulfill the desires of your heart. Guys, we hope today's episode blessed you greatly. Just as a reminder, depending on what platform you're listening from, be sure to like, share, follow, and subscribe to not miss future episodes. And join our email list by visiting loveandencouragement.com. Next week, we'll explore faith as we continue to offer you words of encouragement that remind you of God's awesome love.